Iris. So we want to finish up one Nakuda of Iris. And once again, we're doing it a little bit out of order because we haven't learned this Nakuda in the Chamesh Nedogon. And that is how do we get from the Bracha of Bari Priyadoma to the Bracha of Bari Minei Mezonos? What do you have to have in place? So one thing we know, if it has an Ishtana Lelusa, so that means that it was made into a cake. So that means it was ground and then mixed with ingredients and baked into a cake. Now what happens if it doesn't get into the cake form? It gets into the cholent form, where it's cooked, right? So the cream of wheat form is also ground and then put into, then cooked, okay? Blurry meaning that's Maisei Kedera. But L'chaira, Maisei Kedera could be what happens if it is cooked, if the kernels are cooked whole. Is that called Kaises Chita? Or is that called a Maisei Kedera? So when it comes to Dagon, so we have the Brice of Chilka Tirgis, which sounds like that if it's not Chilka Tirgis, meaning if it's not chopped up, then it never makes it into the Bar Mizrenis category. It stays as a Bar Priyadoma. Okay? But the Brice said Chilka Tirgis and Oirez. So when it came to Oirez, it didn't say that the Oirez was chopped up. So that's why some Rishonim say, well, Oirez might be different. Iris, maybe you get to say a bari minei mezonos. Less mandapolig if you take iris and cut it and make it into rice flour, and you would cook it. That would be bari minei mezonos. Less mandapolig if you would take iris and chop it up a little bit and make it into a kugel. So that would be a maisei kedera. Okay, but what about if you take whole rice and you mix it together? So that's one question. Other question is, do we really have whole rice? Because our rice, if you have brown rice, all of our rice is already out of the sheath, right? And then the rice has different components to it. It has, I'm making this up exactly, but it has an endosperm, which is a... that's a wheat term, might apply to the rice as well. And then it has the equivalent of a bran, and has the equivalent of a wheat germ. So all of those things, when we have a white rice, so it has been stripped of its sheath and of its endosperm and of its wheat germ and of its bran. So it might already qualify to be chilka, tirgis, it's been chopped up, why not? So now when you have boiled rice, and the rice sticks together, so then it makes sense to make a bar minei mezonos. So when you have rice, and it sticks together because you made a rice kugel, so l'chaira makes sense, and that should already be bar minei mezonos. Okay? Let's halacha l'maisa. I think that's correct. What about if you have brown rice? Boiled brown rice. I'm not sure what the Pesukim say about that. Now, where does it all come from? It comes from the Rabbeinu Yonah, who's Medayik in the Gemara. Now, why would that make sense to say that rice should be different than wheat? So the Rishonim say it makes sense because it's derech to eat rice that way. Rice is normally eaten without being chopped, but no one eats wheat without it being somewhat processed. Barley, we do eat. Oats, we would eat somewhat not processed. All right? So that we'll have to get back to. But, because you have to get back to granola. But, the maisa oichel oriz be'en, techila mavarech bari priyadoma, awesome, imenu tavshil, oisha tochanu. So then, as we learned yesterday, and we would say a bari minei mezonos because we pointed out that that's what the sugya says in daf lam mezonos base. Once we dismiss the second meimra of Rav, v'kach v'kein kosev erosh. Hilchach al oirez em ofrei v'osim imenu pas, so she bishlev yosu ke'ein daisa, v'varach alom borei minim, v'nais afal pi she'einim v'shivis aminim. Kevim she nikra mozayn, ki hu mazbiya v'soyein alev. So therefore, it gets the borei minim mizaynis. Now in addition, we said it's a candidate because it is nigra and has the halachis of the chamesh nidogon in some in some form. U'mikol mokim nira. Okay, this is the base Yosef. U'mikol mokim nira. The hainu davka shenismoicha oiriz yof. It's only if the rice is smashed well. Davi kemoi daisos. It looks like rice cereal. Holav hochi afal pisha sholka, even though it's cooked, ain't it mevarach elabar piyadama. The bechlal kaisisu. Kamesha kasavdi vesomach. Gavi echel chitim. Shlukim. Vachin daik loshen a rush. Shekosam ala arzim. Ofa, a bishlai. Vasa gain daisa. Afal pisha kosam a minayayna. She yesh hefrish mena arviz vaduchin al her arviz mevarach mevzanis. I feel like Yeshu Shalom Yishloim and Hai Shalom Lav Lemeimer Levin Shizmoich. Right, so now the Beis Yosef says, but the Ben Yehuda said it has to be somewhat that even if it's Shalom, the rice is different. Right? Beis Yosef says when it comes to wheat, so we only give it the brach of Bari Menei Mezainais if it's processed. But if it's still a whole wheat, that's the din of kaisis. Then the Rabbeinu Yonah said, so the Beis Yosef said the same thing should be true for Iris. However, Rabbeinu Yonah says otherwise, because he's medayik in the Braisa Chilka Tirgis for Iris. So the Beis Yosef, so the Rabbeinu Yonah says, even Iris Sholem, let's make some Bari Priyadama. So lav lemeimus, the Beis Yosef says the loy beinan she ismoich, and the loy med le beinan she akotush. He does not mean when he says sholem, he means it doesn't have to be totally chopped up, but it has to be somewhat smashed. V'chein mechiach soif l'shoinai, and that he thinks Ben Yonah means when he says amal aladuchan emavarach alav kishu sholem, ella. Chada she'ein darkoi ella al yedei kitisha etachina. Aval la'ayres darkoi lochloi sholem ad kan. Olmo de sholem de nuket gabi ayres eina ella leikotosh. Aval la'aylam binin she'im memuach. So he says that since the point of Oyres Sholem, getting a bari minei mezainis, is because that's the normal way that's eaten. So the Beis Yosef says, so the rice has to be eaten in its normal fashion. And we eat our rice always somewhat moch, because we've smashed it and taken away the bran and the wheat trim. Kidei she'yavaruch alav bari minei mezainis. Umiyu yesh lechali, bein chitin le'yoyres. He does agree that the degree of the chita being no longer the original chita has to be greater than when it comes to Erez. You can still recognize that it's a long grain. And by chita, if you would still be able to recognize the wheat in its original form, so we would say that's still a bari pri adama. And that's what he points out. Okay. So Shulchan Aruch Resh Chesiv Zayin. Hakoy says Esa Oyreis Barpi Adama Bishloi, and then the Rama adds in Adchen Ismoich. Right, that means that even if in the cooking process it becomes a little bit less of a grain, Oyshe Tochenu Va'osin Opas, we make a Barre Mine Mizanes. However, the din of roiv does not apply. The din of roiv that applies to wheat does not apply to iris. So let's say you have a situation where the iris is used as a filler for chopped meat or something. It depends what the roiv is. If the roiv is a chopped meat, the shakel. If the roiv is the rice, then it sounds like from here that it would make a barbi named Mizinus. Now, look at the Be'er Locha. I'm in Mishnah Brura. The name of is Yosef Vestapek Be'ikar Adin Be'er Diren Ayan the Mashmid Varb the Arz Mushal Av Shehem Shleim and Varch Varmini Mizainis the Vedochek Tzas Ayin Sham. That it sounds like from Rinu Yoina, the Be'er Locha points out that there's an ambiguity in the Be'er Yosef because first he says, Ayres Mavushal, the Afkishem Shleimim, that even if it's not mamash shalim, a little bit kotosh amoch, ubekesef mishneh iskim, v'chein mitzadei te'el yirava, v'shem ha'kolvoy, shekeinu das v'beinu yoyna, as the Beis Yosef said, v'chein mashmen ha'gra, uledina mechulokim mazeh harbe achreinim levarach al oimiz shleimim barvin eim mezainis oim barvi adama. He's however the big machleg is achreinim, whether when you have an oimiz, you look at the oimiz, you see the kernel, you see the grain, is that a kaisis as achita, or is that already a maise kineira? So until now we've been saying that white grain is chopped up enough from its original that if it's cooked, that's called a maisa kedeira. So the Be'er Halacha quotes that after the square brackets, v'ledina mechulokim b'zeh harbe achreinim and ovi shleimim, whether which bracha we make. And he quotes the Bach and the Bal and the Shla and the Taz. This should be very Sharei Tshuva and the Mata Yehuda and the Birkas Yosef. She was Yaakov for Iker Ladina Nirali Kedivarema. V'arachonim shenimshachem acharav. The Kishi Yismachu. The once it's somewhat crushed. You make a barei mine mizonis. Avol imem shleimim mivarech bar v'yadama. The af im nefarish b'das rabbeinu yoyna shesayver. The af b'shleimim barei mine mizonis mikol mokim v'rosh mashma lehenja the davka v'shemishloi. V'ozukim in daisa. Mivarech bar mine mizonis. K'mar le'in chitin. V'chein hetik mariv. U'matzasi oid chevel v'shoinim. Shesayvim kain, halayema nari list tashmen Yehuda, and the arzirua and the riaz and shotugi barim. That if it's still a whole wheat grain, if you still notice the grain of the rice, so then you'd still make a barre priyadama. The davka kisha also kain daisa. It's a barmin mizaynis. Avokishagaran shleimim bari piyadama. All right. So in other words, achem edivir from a god and mashma she calls it b'shleimim legamrei. All right. Aval imhusar kli pasan kimay oyres shalanu But if the rice is missing its outer klipa, as is our rice, yesh litzadein ve'ein de'ein zeh v'chlal shleimim, avol im loynis ma'achol yidei abishol, te'v'lavochi afilu b'chitim da'aser ramam, levim ha'shabir ha'magad avram, te'v'husa klipasi cholavarach barvinei mizaynes, va'af midi rebbeinu yoyna, mashma du sever sham, the davka kishenid b'kwa yidei abishol, the Ver Halacha presents that the way that we have our white rice, so he's not sure whether the white rice is considered to be moch. He tends to think it's not called moch because the grain is still very recognizable. So he tends to say that the Rishonim would hold that maybe our white rice is still shleimim and it would get a brach of barei p'yodam. But at the end, the halacha says the following achra, that even though our white rice looks like it's a complete grain, it isn't. Because our white rice has lost the outer shell and has already been chopped up because it took the bran away and the wheat germ away. So that's enough to say that our, and that's the way that it is delivered. So he says that's enough to say that it's moch. He adds, as long as when it's cooked, it's stuck together. Because then he says, the sticking together is because it doesn't have its outer shell. Lo yitzur, the outer shell would be there, it wouldn't stick together. So the reason it sticks together is because it is somewhat chopped. Just like when it comes to a piece of cake. The reason that this wheat sticks together is because you chopped it and made it into a powder. And you add it into ingredients, that's what makes it into a dough. That's the nishtana l'yusa. So the same thing is true, legabe oires. Oires, if you remove the outer chaff, and you remove the chaff inside, and you remove, and there's no and then you would eat it, he would say that could be a bar minimum, that would be a perfect dumb. But once you cook it, so now it's going to stick together. Why is it sticking together? Because you've already peeled it and you've presented a grain that's sticky and it gets mushy during bishul and it sticks together. Okay, so that is enough like making a cake. Making a cake, you chop it in much finer pieces. You have to put it together with a lot more effort, make a dough. But over here, similar. It's sticking together. It's cooking and sticking together because you took off the chaff. So that's enough to make a bari minim mezaynais on our rice. Tzarech ion, brown rice. I don't, it's another metzias of brown rice. Where the brown rice has the... Was that good?
Yeah. The white rice is the white rice has the bran and germ removed.
Okay, got it right. Okay, good. And then
white rice doesn't have it. Brown rice does have it.
Right. So that's what I don't know. Brown rice is missing. Was that?
The bran and the germ.
Yeah. Say it again. For what? Also, okay. So the hezra would be because they take off some of the shell.
The white rice is more taken off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's rubbed more.
No, the it means that they take off more of the outer shell. They take off the shell and the wheat germ and the, so it's more chopped up. Right, and that's the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Atzin is smayach. Abishal avol kishem adayin shleim imarach rev yodama ve'efshad afilu imrak husar klipas ha'erez kemoi bishalonu. Gam kein le mikra shleimim u'mevarach aleyem vare minem izaynes. Okay, any questions about the Eiris situation? Halacha l'maisa. What are we missing in the Eiris situation? Rice Krispies. How are they made?
Crisps and rice.
What's
that?
How about the Nestle's Crunch? It's rice and chocolate.
Same thing with Rice Krispies, just some chocolate.
It is the same. Okay, how are the Rice Krispies are made by blowing air into them? Correct.
Yeah.
By blowing air into them. So the chayra that should leave it as a kaisis achita.
Huff of
the
rice of grain. The OU says it's
very
Rice Krispies.
So the Rice Krispies, but how are they made? They're just.
I think it says over here they're
dried and toasted.
Huff grains of rice.
Yeah, I found that they're dried and toasted.
Was that?
Cooked, dried, and toasted, and expand forming.
The Rice Krispies?
Yeah, they're dried out.
They're cooked?
They're dried, and then they're toasted. Full of puffs.
So the puff comes from.
Toast pan.
Rabbi, on Wikipedia it says it's not from actual rice.
That's Wikipedia.
They take rice and sugar paste, and they form it into pieces, and then. Cook them, dry them, and toast them.
Not rice at all?
It says they use rice paste. And they make like shapes of rice.
Theoretically, if you were to use rice paste, air into that, then it would be like.
It wouldn't
So yeah, they take Rice Krispies. They take flour from wheat.
They take rice and sugar paste. They turn into a paste.
Okay.
And then make little pieces that look like rice, and then cook them and dry them and toast them.
It's just scans.
That's what it says.
They're
know.
Delicious.
Now it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
I don't know.
Snap.
Crack.
So again, how do they make it? What do they take?
They take a paste. They make it into a paste and then.
Rice
and sugar. So I don't know if that's for every. I don't know.
So what are the ingredients then? What are the ingredients?
Rice, sugar, malt, and then chemicals.
Okay, I have to think about it. What other things do we eat of rice?
Sushi.
Oh, yeah, thank you, sushi.
Right.
So that rice should be a bar minim zanus, and it doesn't, but in terms of roiv and tafel, it would be anything else. That's we haven't figured that out yet. If you have two things you want to eat, it's an ikar tafel question, but
Okay, so tomorrow won't be Shir, but Wednesday we'll go weiter with the Shem Pass.
Yeah.